This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Crime Alert, hourly update, breaking crime news now.
I'm Jennifer Gould. A Washington state man with a laundry list of past violent attacks now stands accused of brutally murdering his girlfriend, a beloved mother of four, then allegedly dismembering her body. Seattle police officers were summoned to an apartment where they discovered the gruesome scene. The body of 31-year-old Kiara Sewell bore obvious signs of trauma. The details are truly sickening. Sewell's grieving mom, Tanika Tigner, spoke to reporters outside the courthouse.
You did this to my daughter. What did she do to you? In the back of her neck is like decapitated off or something. What the f*** is wrong with you? You're crazy.
The alleged killer, 55-year-old Willie James McCoo, was captured on surveillance video with Sewell. But in the days that followed, only McCoo appeared on camera, seen hauling large duffel bags and garbage sacks out of the building. When detectives later executed a search warrant on McCoo's storage locker, they uncovered the suspected implements of terror, an 18-inch machete and an 11-inch hunting knife, tools grimly consistent with the nature of the injuries found. McCoo's criminal record is as long as it is disturbing. He was sprung from prison just last fall after serving nearly two decades for a vicious 2005 attack where he used a knife on a sleeping woman. He was initially handed a 28-year sentence for first-degree assault, but that was controversially slashed due to the Blake decision, a ruling that reevaluated drug possession convictions. Here's Kiara's mom again outside the courthouse.
I want him to pay for what he did to my daughter. He needs to rot, and especially if he's got priors, he stabbed another girl.
Cops finally apprehended McCoo for murder and are holding him on a $4 million bond. This alleged monster, already with convictions for assault with a deadly weapon and attempting to elude law enforcement, is even considered a person of interest in another murder investigation. Court records show McCoo was arrested on May 20th for a Department of Corrections release violation, but was released just 9 days later. Kiara's family is now desperately fighting for justice to hopefully prevent another tragedy like this from happening again. More crime and justice news after this.
I'm Drew Nelson. A Connecticut jury finds a young man not guilty of murder in the 2022 stabbing death of a prep school athlete, but the case may not be over. On Wednesday, jurors acquitted 20-year-old Raoul Valley of murder, intentional manslaughter, and intentional assault in the death of 17-year-old James Jimmy McGrath. Jimmy was stabbed during a drunken fight outside a house party in Shelton on May 14th of 2022. Three other teens were also stabbed, but they survived. After the stabbings, Valley, age 16 at the time, had been charged as an adult and faced up to 105 years in prison.
It goes without saying that we're extremely disappointed with the result. This was a fair trial.
That's attorney Michael Rosnick, representing the McGrath family.
The family and I would like to point out our thankfulness for the state's attorney's office. They did an exhaustive job. They conducted a thorough trial, and they were indeed well prepared.
A jury could not reach a verdict on reckless manslaughter and reckless assault charges. Judge Sherry Murphy declared a mistrial on those counts. Valley cried at the verdict and left the courthouse without speaking to the media. Valley had turned down a 40-year plea deal. He testified in his own defense and admitted swinging a knife during the fight. He said he was overwhelmed and did not mean to kill anyone. Valley described how he felt surrounded as a friend handed him the knife. At one point, he said he blacked out. McGrath was stabbed in the heart and died there at the scene. Another teen, Ryan Hines, was stabbed three times. Two other boys, Faison Teal and Thomas Connery, were also wounded. The fight started at one house party and spilled into another on Laurel Glen Drive. About 25 teens were involved. Valley, who was a student at St. Joseph High School, allegedly brought a switchblade-type knife. Witnesses say he swung the blade wildly. McGrath was a junior at Fairfield College Preparatory School, known as a standout football and lacrosse player. His obituary called him the sunshine of his parents' lives and a friend to many. Quote, he understood the meaning of being part of a team. His family later formed the Jimmy McGrath Foundation. Their third annual golf tournament in his honor was held in June. A wrongful death lawsuit remains pending. Retrial on the deadlock charges is still possible.
I'm Nicole Parton. A collection of mugshots reveals the troubling case of a Tennessee man charged with manslaughter in connection with the death of his nephew in Mississippi. The teenager, who was in the custody of the Department of Children's Services, had recently been placed in the care of his uncle. As of Thursday, the man accused of his nephew's death remains incarcerated in Wayne County. Despite having a history of legal issues, DCS permitted him to take care of the teenager. Stacy O'Donnell has been appointed by the court as guardian ad litem to advocate for the welfare of the foster child and is devastated by the news of his passing. The Jasper County Sheriff's Department has identified Victor Jerry Jerome Carver III as the individual suspected of killing 17-year-old Caden Cantrell. Sheriff Randy Johnson reported that deputies discovered Cantrell's body in a ditch on Monday in Vosburg, Mississippi. He was lying on his side in what appeared to be a critical position in the ditch, Johnson stated. Carver, originally from Collinwood, Tennessee, is now facing a manslaughter charge. According to Sheriff Johnson, Cantrell was under the care of Tennessee Child Protective Services at the time of his death, and he and Carver were en route to Louisiana for a family visit. Investigators, after speaking with relatives, shared insights with the sheriff, Sheriff Johnson, about potential circumstances leading to the tragedy. Fox 17 says that Carver has an extensive criminal record, including multiple convictions and felonies, such as attempted aggravated assault. O'Donnell expressed her concern that DCS should not have entrusted Cantrell to someone with Carver's background, suggesting that other family members might have provided a safer environment. I've been a certified child welfare specialist for 15 years, and this is the worst outcome I've ever encountered, she said. DCS has issued a statement expressing their deep sorrow over Cantrell's death. The department indicated they are collaborating with law enforcement as a criminal investigation unfolds, and that employees involved are currently on leave while the agency reviews its policies and their application in the case. O'Donnell highlighted the lack of oversight for DCS, noting that it largely is self-regulates. She intends to petition the juvenile court to evaluate whether DCS took adequate measure to ensure the child's safety. Updates will be provided as this situation unfolds. Meanwhile, Carter is awaiting extradition to Jasper County, Tennessee, with the possibility of waiving his extradition rights. For the latest crime and justice news, follow Crime Alert Hourly Update on your favorite podcasting app. With this Crime Alert, I'm Nicole Parton.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.